Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
We move on now to Elon Musk, as it happens. Elon Musk had a busy week. It started with an appearance at a Trump rally in Pennsylvania, and then by Thursday, he was unveiling Tesla's very long-awaited robo-taxi, the Cybercab, in California. So Elaine Burke joins me now. Elaine, of course, is host of the For Tech's Sake podcast, and she's going to tell us more about the second event, the Cybercab. Hi, Elaine.
Yeah, I wasn't actually following the Pennsylvania rally.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
We will deal with that at another time.
Yeah. I'll probably get someone else in for that. But what I can tell you about is that this event was actually titled We Robot. So sometimes these big tech events get a title and a lot of bump around them. And it seems to be that it was as much about rebranding Tesla as a robotics company as it was about announcing, you know, what's coming next for the company and trying to drum up, you know, some excitement among its investors and get its share price up in order to support the new plans for the company.
Yeah, which didn't work. The share price went down.
No, exactly. Yeah.
So he doesn't want it to be seen as an EV company anymore, because I guess there's a lot more competition in that market now,
and Tesla is
car makers making better cars. Maybe
Tesla is struggling with the competition, and it's just cheaper cars, and that's something that a lot of analysts have come out of that event that are quite disappointed with, that there wasn't a cheaper model announced, because that's what had kind of been signaled as a possibility and didn't transpire. And it was all about this kind of like autonomous driving vehicles. So there was a Cybercab announced that's like essentially a two-person vehicle, but it's got no pedals, no steering wheel, no driver needed essentially to get people around, but just a prototype of that was released, and then the skeptical timeline of sometime before 2027. But you have to take any timeline announced by Musk. He himself said, I tend to be optimistic with timelines. We don't know how realistic that is.
And how much is that going to cost then, that car?
He has said less than $30,000. Again, it's not very specific.
Yeah.
And that was what was lacking from this event, was specifics. It was held in a movie lot, in Warner Brothers Studio Movie Lot in Burbank. And if you're going to sell smoke and mirrors, where better else to host something like that? So people got to actually get into these cyber cabs and be driven around these sets that were meant to look like streets. But, you know, that's not real cityscape driving with self-driving cars. You know, that's a very staged environment. There's no cats running out onto the street or anything like that in that environment.
Yeah.
So what was displayed wasn't necessarily feasible for a quick rollout.
Yeah. And like, he seems to be suggesting you buy one of these, use it yourself, and when you're not using it, you can send it off to your robo cab.
Yeah, and this is another thing that was said at the event, and it's something that Musk has actually been touting for a long time and has gotten into trouble for this. So his claim is that even before these robo taxis, these cyber cabs from Tesla hit the streets, your Tesla vehicle that you already have might become its own robo-taxi through an update through its full self-driving mode capabilities. And then you'll be able to like rent your car like an Airbnb to other people and make money off of it as a secondary income. That has actually been something he's been saying for a long time. And they're in trouble at Tesla even for calling the capabilities in their cars full self-driving. They've now tempered it with supervised full self-driving. And he's saying that they're going to have unsupervised full self-driving by 2025 in select models. Again, wouldn't be totally confident that that's going to happen. They're currently in a lot of trouble in accidents that are being caused by what has been touted as this kind of like autonomous driving mode in their current cars, but it's not. And it actually leads people to put too much faith in it being an autonomous driving system, when actually it's more of an assisted driving system, and you're not supposed to, you know, lose your perspective or be disengaged at the wheel. You are supposed to still be an active participant in the driving when you're using this technology, but people are kind of being sold on what they're being told by Elon Musk about the technology and not what it actually is capable of.
But hang on a minute, no. There are self-driving cabs in US cities already, aren't there?
There are, and I've been in one in San Francisco, which was a fascinating experience.
Is it freaky?
It was weird. It felt like being on a ride in a theme park, you know, because when you're in a theme park ride, you're in a vehicle that is controlled and it's, you know, bringing you around with no visible driver or anything like that. But obviously that's on a track and this is a different environment. I was in San Francisco city center being driven around in a cab with no driver, and it was a normal car.
How did you call the car?
I use the Waymo app. So this is the Waymo car. So Waymo is a company owned by Alphabet, which is Google's parent company. And they've been working on developing driverless cars for a really, really long time. And they are gradually rolling them out in certain areas. And San Francisco is one of them. So anyone who's in San Francisco, if you can get the Waymo app, you can hail a car the way you would hail any taxi using an app. And it just turns up and
is it working?
It absolutely is working. There's about 300 of them on the roads in San Francisco. And I think between San Francisco and LA, where they also operate them, they're doing about 100,000 miles a week, I think they've said. So it's popular enough as well.
And they're able to handle the traffic and...
Stop and start traffic in the city, it seemed to handle well. And then, you know, it would pick up speed if you go further out. You can't go too far out. It won't bring you... out as far as the airport, for example, if you're familiar with San Francisco, it won't bring you across the Golden Gate Bridge into the more rural kind of areas. It's very much city-based driving because that's the area that they're regulated in and that they've mapped really well and that they're comfortable and that the regulators are comfortable having in. I felt safe, but my biggest concern, because I've been covering this for a long time, was that it was less of a risk to me. The biggest risk in driverless cars is the people outside the vehicle, the other people on the street, pedestrians, other drivers, other road users such as bicyclists, motorcyclists and things like that. What I could see when I was in the car was that you can see the screen is kind of displaying what the car is seeing, for lack of a better term. Yeah. And it was identifying, and I could see that it was identifying quite accurately the difference between, say, a cyclist and a motorcyclist and the various pedestrians milling about on the street. I could see them as little dots on the screen. And you can also see what it's anticipating, what it's going to have to do, what its next move is going to be.
Do you see this as the future? Are we all going to have this going on in cities in a couple of years?
I would say that there is a prospect where we have more of this rolled out, and it's not just happening in the US. Japan, where, you know, robotics is a lot more welcome in their culture, they're also working on autonomous driving through Nissan. And in China, Baidu is working on robotaxis and things like that. They are something that is possible, but it's very expensive to make them. It's also very hard to do it in a way that's accepted by the public as safe. So there is, you know, people that are against the idea of robotaxis being rolled out in San Francisco. People have been injured very badly. There have been fatalities and things like that associated with these things. And there are investigations ongoing about how safe they really are. If it was a case of overnight we could switch everyone to autonomous driving, I think the roads would be safer, but that's not going to be the case. Going to have a mix of people, and it's the danger to the other people on the road that's the big question mark.
In 30 seconds before you go, the robots at the Tesla launch the other night, these humanoid robots, are they real?
Yeah, Optimus. It wasn't a man in a suit this time, which happened before. Yeah. But what was impressing people was it had good mobility and it was actually interacting people with voice capabilities.
They were incredible looking.
Were incredible. I'd say all those kind of humanoid robots, they're a great gimmick. They look cool, but they don't usually have great functionality.
Okay, I want one. Elaine Burke, host of the For Tech's Sake podcast. Thank you very much.